Now then, speaking of parties, on Saturday afternoon, I was invited to open the fundraising open day and summer fete at the Whittington House Nursing Home in Cheltenham opposite GCHQ. As well as getting to meet lots of lovely people, I was also shown around and proudly shown a new piece of technology that they were very excited about. It's called an OmniVista Magic Table. The cost of it, well, many thousands of pounds, with 50% of the cost raised through events and bequests from people connected to the home. It's basically an interactive projection system, which they're hoping will be an amazing facility for those, particularly those living with dementia. Well, keen to show me how it works was the manager, Lindsay Dixon, Martin White, the patient's husband and fundraiser, and first Jenny Spencer, the home's lead activity coordinator. This is what they had to tell me.
Here we are then in what looks like a standard room, but in front of us is a table that's been lit up. What is this then?
So it's an interactive table. It's used for a variety of reasons. So particularly here for our residents with dementia, it'll probably suit because of the sensory elements of it. But it can be used for other learning disabilities and palliative care as well. So the unit we're looking at the moment is mobile, so it can go to rooms and it can go on the little tables. And it also gets bigger, so you can have it on the floor for our more mobile residents as well.
So it's like a cinema projector we've got in front of us, really.
Yes, it is. But very clever, much cleverer.
It's beaming down onto the table at the moment. Show us a bit of what it can do.
Okay, fantastic. So we've got a couple of suites.
So there's also things on it, from brain training,
quizzes,
colour quiz, pop quiz, balloons and birds.
So these are scatter ones. So the top right tells you what you can do with them.
So these are all kind of activities and games. There's, how many? There's, it looks like
hundreds.
There's
hundreds. Hundreds. And as well, we're saving up so we can personalise it as well. So we can put our own photos. So residents will then recognise their images or their family members and things that are relative to Cheltenham and such things.
We're beaming butterflies in a meadow onto the table.
We are. And I've got a paintbrush in my hand, so we're just going to brush them away. So this is, and then Lindsay will just adjust so you can change the speed.
So this is encouraging activity?
It is. And it's fitness as well, because when you finished it, you're going to feel a lot more fit than you started. I was out of breath when I tried it yesterday.
So you're sweeping away, literally, the butterflies in front off the table. And they move off the table, and it's very clever, isn't it? I mean, this moving image is being moved by you.
Exactly. And this is the sensory element of it all. It's visual, it's very colourful. And, so it'll draw the eye. And we're hoping to have lots of people around this table so we can all interact together.
So who would benefit from something like this?
At the moment, we probably would be looking at our dementia floor, but as I said, because it's portable, we'll be going to all the floors, so it'll be palliative and all residents, really, and even the staff, actually, to be fair. You should have seen us yesterday. It was really good fun. We were really loving it. So, and because there's so much on here, you won't get bored.
Yeah.
There's some nice ones for the evening to relax you at the end of a busy day or with nice music. And
so we've got fireworks here.
Yes.
And so as you sweep your hand across the top, the fireworks explode.
Yeah. Yes, they burst into light. You've got the sound as well of the crowd and the bangs, but obviously you can reduce the sound.
So have the residents tried this yet?
So when we had the trial, all the residents, including Martin, was here, and we all gathered and had a look, and that's how we made the decision, because how they interacted with it, they really took to it very quickly, and it's not very difficult to use, which is another plus, so all the staff will be able to be trained in.
And Martin, your wife's a resident, you're part of the team that does a bit of fundraising here.
Yeah, my wife's been here for nearly 2 years, and we had the demonstration of this last year, and she and all the others on her floor, which is a dementia specialist unit, really, really interacted with this. It was obviously something that really caught their attention. They were able to kind of have beaming smiles, moving hands, and it did everything that you'd really want for a dementia sufferer. It sort of gives them something to be really interested in, to smile about, and get a bit of gentle exercise at the same time. So it's something that, having seen it, we had to have it. So the group of relatives fundraised about half of it through a couple of generous bequests and other events, which are similar to the one we're holding here today with the open day. So it's been a bit of a struggle. I mean, they're quite expensive. They're many thousands of pounds. But having got it, it's going to be fantastic for every resident. As Jenny's just said, you know, it can be taken around to the rooms of people who are bedbound. It can be played on their bedside table. It can be played onto the floor. It can be played onto this special table. It's so versatile that it's going to be a real, real benefit to the home and to the residents.
And Lindsay, what are you most looking forward to doing with it then?
The interaction between our residents and everyone who uses it. We do a lot of intergenerational work in the home with other community groups, and this covers all walks of life or ages. There's lots of games where we can interact with the young children that visit our home, and we know that's something that our residents really get stimulation and engagement from, so really looking forward to that aspect.
And they've got musical tiles here, so I guess if you've got a patient that particularly enjoys music, that would work well.
Definitely so. There's lots of different pieces in there. So we've got music, lights, sounds. It's multicultural, so everybody gets some enjoyment from it.
I see Ramadan lanterns. There's one of the scenes in front
Diwali.
Of us. Had Diwali lights.
There's a lot of painting opportunities and bringing colours forward and things like that. So it'll like encompass a whole home. I think everyone will find something from it that they will get pleasure from.
Really very, very clever. It really is. It's like a touchscreen. But there's no screen. It just this is beamed onto any flat surface, whether it's a table, a wall, whatever it may be, and you can use your hands, a paintbrush, whatever it may be, across it to change the image in front of you. It's been particularly helpful with dementia patients, and really interesting to see it being demonstrated at the Whittington House Nursing Home in Cheltenham, just opposite GCHQ, where I was on Saturday afternoon at their fete. Big thank you to everybody for welcoming me along there. 16 minutes past six. Let's have a look at your BBC Radio Gloucestershire.